Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com. In this podcast, I share a clip from one of the intro sections of the Lean Six Sigma Greenbelt training I did for a client. I'm going to go through and explain what's in it for the organization, a company, on why the training might be helpful. But more importantly, what's in it for you? Trying to give you some ideas and things to consider if you're wondering about taking some training or interested in one of the process improvement courses. Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
And again, these are some of the objectives of why we're doing this. Improve your problem-solving skills, build the culture of continuous improvement, engage employees in helping and identify and implement changes, and that's to help with efficiency and effectiveness of the work. So it could be reducing time, reducing errors and variation, removing waste and non-value-added activities, mitigating risk and preventing failures or major issues, increasing value to customers, getting bottom-line benefits to the organization, or a safer, more respectful work environment. These are some of the things we might be going after with your project. And some projects can be tackling more than one of these. And then why is it helpful for you to go through this personally? What's the benefit? Part of it is really you're building your skill set, making you a better problem solver by having different tools you can apply that maybe you didn't use or have in your tool belt, so to speak, helping you show how you're contributing to bottom line results of the organization. So when you have your performance reviews, you can say, this is the project I did and this is the savings we got. And that's how I'm individually and my team is helping contribute to the results and the benefits to the company. Can boost your resume and experience with certification and projects. So there may be a way to get better opportunities in the future with having this certification, like promotions or better different opportunities that come up. Help you gain confidence to tackle more challenging problems. That's probably personally something I really value is I feel like any problem that comes in front of me, I've got tools I can use to solve it. It never feels like it's too difficult to resolve. That gives me a lot of confidence. Like I can go after these. I'm not scared of going after hard problems. Also, your role is going to continue to shift as you get more experience with this. And hopefully you start to teach others in your team and your direct reports how to use these skills as well. And that makes you a better learner of the techniques as well. So it's one thing to learn this material and the content, but it's also you learn when you have to teach it to somebody else. And as you start to teach your team and your coworkers and your direct reports, you're going to learn how to use these tools even more. Teaching someone else is a very good learning experience. And then ultimately, it's going to help get the products and services that your company does to perform better. And that's going to open up more opportunities because the customers are going to get a better product and service. And they're going to say, why don't we order more of this stuff from you? And that's going to open up more opportunities to expand in new products or new services or grow the organization with more orders or even just provide better job security. I'm usually the one coming in from the outside looking at a process, but when I'm the one in the process, it's hard for me to see some of the opportunity. You get buried too close to it. It's too in the weeds. Even inside of your organization, having different people inviting them in and saying, you're not familiar with this process, but take a look at it from a new perspective or fresh eyes. It can be really helpful.
LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Stemming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Shigeo Shingo, and many more.
You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.